This is Perk and Brightpaw from Wowhead, and you're listening to the Training Dummies. With Rob,
the Horde and Alliance can coexist. I've seen it. One single event could draw us together.
And Daryl.
Take your War Chief's advice. Don't run around doing stupid things just because someone yells for the Horde.
Greetings and welcome to episode 226 of the Training Dummies, recorded on October 25th, 2018. My name is Daryl and I have six more sleeps before I fly out to Anaheim for BlizzCon 2018, and I'm getting very excited. Joining me in BlizzCon and tonight is my co-host Rob. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome, dude. We were talking about this a second ago. I'm doing the Burn It With Fire regiment, where it's Mucinex and hydrogen peroxide and emergency cocktails and everything, you name it. I'm trying to burn it all out of my system so I can be nice. Primed up and ready to go for BlizzCon.
I'm doing the same.
Off the wagon.
But just with bourbon, that's all.
Maybe I ought to do that.
You should.
We don't need to waste any time here, man. We've got a very special guest tonight joining us all the way from the internet. Can we get a warm Training Dummies welcome for Seraphis?
Studio audience. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we do.
I like that.
Survey says, ding, Seraphis. Hey, man.
Hey.
How you doing? It's been what, a year?
It's okay. I was like, oh, that guy again. How are you?
Hey, you know what? I did some research today because I got thinking, you know, Seraphis has been on quite a few times. He might even be our top guest, but this is your fifth appearance on our show, which is, I think it might be a record. And if it's not, it's pretty darn close, or at least tied for top five. It's number
now.
Five.
I need like five rings now, too.
There you go.
So Daryl's probably going to be jealous here, and I'm going to sidebar us for a minute, as I like to do. But you have taken up the mantle of the BlizzCon fitness, and you've taken it to the next level. As where I have completely fallen off. I had an injury, and I've gotten sick, and my wife took our son to urgent care last night, and he's got croup, and it's just like our whole family's just doing the, hey, let's just fall apart. The family that gets sick together falls apart together, or something like that. But you've taken up the mantle, right? And I'm like, I really, like, I've got nothing but respect. I've got the bro crush or man crush or whatever it is, man. You are killing it.
You are
in there. You are crushing it. And I am, like, super, super proud of you, man. You're doing it, man.
I almost went a double session today. I was like, oh, I feel like I should. I was like, oh, no, I can't. Because, like, I, like, have, like, this really sore muscle in, like, my back shoulder. I'm like, I can't do two. It's just going to make it worse. And I've fallen off the wagon a little bit with my diet, but trying not to do so with my exercise. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the diet's going to go to hell as soon as we all get out to Anaheim anyway.
Oh, totally.
That's a liquid diet out there anyways. And then whatever food truck atrocities we come across.
Well, they say there's a sandwich in every beer, so.
Well, there you go. I believe it.
I plan to have a lot of sandwiches then.
If you push it hard enough into the bottle, I'm sure there's a sandwich in there somewhere. But man, grats to you. Huge shout out. You've been crushing it. And I'm like super, I've shifted from like going from half marathon training myself into vicariously living my life through your kickboxing sessions. So,
no kidding.
I'm glad, you know, Daryl, you could be jealous if you want, but I'm glad somebody's carrying the mantle here for us.
Look, as I was telling you guys earlier, like, I am jealous of the fact that you guys run marathons. That's, like, one of the things I can't do, and I was mentioning it mostly because I have flat feet, so I get shin splints real easily. So, like, it's always been, like, any type of long-distance running has been a challenge for me. Like, I can do biking, but, like, I get bored, and, like, kickboxing is one thing I've kind of stuck with. And I enjoy it.
Well, yeah, we're probably going to do another one of these fitness running shows where we get into some more of the nitty-gritty. So I think we're talking to James, English guy, and have him back on for that again. But yeah, that's not why everyone's here tonight. We're here to talk about the BlizzCon hype and – you know, before we get into that, I keep wanting to call you Dave. I don't know if that's
your... That's fine.
Why don't you...
That is my name.
You're practically family here now after five appearances, but why don't you give us a little bit of update? What, besides kickboxing and bacon, what have you been up to, man? How's I know you made some progress in game tonight. Why don't you give us the update?
Yeah, so our guild is now... What is it? Like, we're up to Mithrax on Heroic Aldir. Third... That studio audience is fantastic. I feel like I just need the clapping. I just need to play that around I just need that for like when I'm walking around my house. Like, oh, I'm a piece of trash. Like,
you walk into a room. Yeah. You come out of the bathroom.
Oh, like I picked all my kids' dirty clothes off the floor and put it in a hamper. Some clapping.
Thank you.
But no, we killed Zul and also Zekvaz this week. Last week we killed Vectis and Fetid Devourer, and the week before that we did Mother. So I mean, we've been hitting like two bosses a week. Nice. Obviously, we're gonna stall out with BlizzCon next week, but no, we've made some really good progress so far. And most of the time, like half of us are drunk usually. So
I believe that.
We are a pretty casual guild. We mostly raid only like two nights a week, and it's usually us just like all like making fun of each other and drinking, and it's amazing we get as far as we do.
Nice. Sounds a lot that's like awesome. Our raids.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff. Yeah, I think we raid the. I think our problem though is we raid so late though that like
between that
and the beverages, everyone's like. We got people that are checked out before we even get like get three or four bosses in, you know. So
yeah, so you got to hit people up when they're like only like two drinks in.
Yeah, well, our team spans basically. I don't know. It's international. We've had folks from the Netherlands, folks from Australia, all over. You know, East Coast, West Coast. So you know where it's midnight for one person, it's only 9 o'clock for somebody else. So it's. We kind of just have to roll with it. So, man, I feel like we could meddle around on this for a while, but let's talk about Calm Before the Storm. Daryl, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't think so. I think we can jump into this.
All right. Well, if you guys have any questions or comments or want to find out what we've been doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Clippin. Daryl is at Daryl_TTD. And if you like the show and you'd like to support us, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/trainingdummies. There is no obligation, of course. We're just happy that you listen. This is where I'd put the bumper if I had one.
Exactly. Well, I don't have one for this. I should make one.
Okay. So let's... You started this, you and some other folks started this several years ago now.
So this is going to be year, the... so this is year six. So 6 years.
Six, ago, man. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, so 6 years ago, it was Lignar, Medicakes, I'm blanking right now on his name, Xantar, and Zia. And really it started off with Lignar, who was on the Epic podcast, me and him talking about like, hey, let's get like all the podcasters together and just do like a meetup, like just for the podcasters to kind of do like a little networking event and whatnot. And then like it kind of grew, and then like his co-host Mickey started getting involved, and then like Xanatar was like, "Oh, I was thinking about doing the same thing," and so we started working together. And then word got out that we were organizing, and then people were just like, "Oh, you guys are all going to be doing shows," and then we're like, "Oh, maybe." So then we were like, maybe we should do panels. And then I was just like, and then Lignar and Mate were like, we're going to need like a place to do this at. And I'm like, and that's when I like contacted my co-host Z. I was like, hey, do stuff. And so I'm like, here's a list of hotels. Find out like how much it costs to like do things. And then we were like, what? This is ridiculous. We don't have this kind of money. And then, but we wound up making something happened over at the Red Lion, and then we ran out of space, expanded space in the middle of the event, and then just it's kind of so. That first year we had about 400 total people, and last year one of our sponsors, Gunner, was just like, "You guys had about 8,000 people," and I think that's more in tune with the fact that Blizzard keeps on expanding space for their event. So people are just like, oh, what do we do? Let's just wander around and what's going on here? Let's go up the escalator because we can't stay in the Hilton bar. And oh, look, it's like spillover from people just like trying to find a place to enjoy a drink and not listen to the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you probably thank the DJ for some of the growth, right? Because like they'll send you packing the other way real quick.
That is true. Also, because the BlizzCon benefit dinner is right across the hall. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Blizzard developers who like are just kind of like they need like a break from that, they walk over to our event and they just hang out there.
Well, I've only been going for a few years now. I think this will be my fourth, and
you guys are finally listening to me. I keep saying like, would you please just like say you guys want to be involved so we can get you involved?
You know, we did it the first year, that was actually freaking awesome. It was really cool. And then I don't know, you gotta one thing I've learned with BlizzCon, and this is like you can put this in your tip bucket or whatever, is like you gotta write your own ticket. You gotta do what you wanna do. You kinda gotta like figure out what that looks like for you. And I think I was feeling a little antisocial and introverted my second year and was being super mellow about things. So but now here we are. It's been a few more years, and we're doing it.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on one of the World of Warcraft panel, I believe.
Yep.
And Daryl will be there making sure that we've got all of our beverages loaded up. He's made it a promise to me to make sure that I'm ready to go for this.
Feel free to heckle from the crowd too. Like you're allowed to heckle. Like we don't.
I'll heckle from the stage. I think
it's on.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us Warcraft, a little bit what's...
Well, you're on at 8:45, just so everyone knows. 8:45 at Anaheim on the fourth floor.
Oh, we're gonna have to start early.
Yeah, okay, 8:45 is good, because originally I was on the general, one of the earlier ones, and then Ro asked me if I would swap, and I told him I didn't want to be on a super late panel, because I would just be laying under the table at that point, but... Why don't you tell us what are some of the differences, what are some of the big changes and main things here for 2018 that we can expect?
Well, probably some of the biggest changes we're making is just the layout of the second floor room. In the past, we've been putting the art along the back wall, and that comes with its own challenges because the wall is mostly kind of like this. For anyone who's ever been to like large like ballroom, conference room, places, like it's a kind of like that slightly carpeted wall divider walls, and nothing really like and of course the hotel has a plane where you can't put like hooks like if you've ever been in a cubicle, like there's like those hooks that can go into the cubicle. Can't do that because they don't want any pins going into the wall, so it's like, all right, so then we'd use 3M, and 3M like things worked okay, but like every so often like there would be just enough fuzz in a certain spot that like some of the art would fall down. We had to race over and replace it, and so we've actually moved that off to the right side of the wall now, right side of the room, and that wall is a hard wall, so we actually have someone who lives out there who we sent actually to the Hilton just double check the wall. So like we're using like the 3M stuff because it's the one thing that the Hilton allows us to use, but this time we're using like 3M like hooks, so it's like a little tiny hook. And then we bought a whole bunch of these little like plastic like loops that go on the back of the art, so it's like things you don't see at a retail store, and let me just hang it right there.
I better not screw up my Jaina chibi that I won, so that'll be hell to pay.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. So the other thing that we did was we tried to raffle off all the art online. So we started doing it last year, and last year I was like, well, let's just get rid of all the art ahead of time. And I'll put everyone on a list and we'll let it be a surprise for everyone. Well, the problem with that immediately was like, so like if you both won, you'd come out as like, hey, I won a piece of art. And then I'd be like, what's your name? And then I had to look your name up on the list. And I'd be scrolling through like over 200 pieces of art trying to find your name. There you are. Then telling someone. So now what I did was it took a little bit more time up front, but we emailed everyone out the number of the piece of art they won along with the name. That way you just show the email, and then we can just grab the art, and then you can go. Like, there's no, like, more checking spreadsheets. Right. Yeah. So we're just trying to move that along and get that process a little bit more so people aren't just, like, hanging out there and doing nothing. And so that's, like, kind of one of the biggest changes. We're adding another – pretty sure we're adding another bartender. I just talked with Zia last night. I was like, I think we need – I love that studio audience. And I was just like – I think with our budget, we have enough for another bartender. She's like, yeah. She's like, well, we got the pre-party at 4, so bartender one starts then. And then we got World of Podcast starting at 5, so we got another bartender starting then. And then we have another bartender starting at 5 on the second floor. And then we have another bartender starting at 6 on the second floor. So, like, so when do we start the other bartender? I was like, 5:30, 6 o'clock. So, I'm not sure.
I have yet to attend one of these where there was not a line. So, whether it's the Wildhead party, the Well Played, whatever, you know, the Calm Before the Storm, I have yet to attend one that where there wasn't a line. And that's not bad. That just means, you know, well, and it wasn't a long line, but like, well, you know,
we try and keep the lines down. And last year, the lines for the bars got a little bit too long. And then part of that was we actually partnered up with a local brewery who actually supplied beer to the event.
Right.
And so, like, we didn't have, like, the normal crap beer. We had actually decent beer.
Mm-hmm.
This year we couldn't do that. But so there's going to be okay beer. It's not going to be great. Go. Go with liquor or whatnot, or whatever you want to do. But we're the way we're doing the layout and everything, the lines shouldn't get mixed with like the meet and greet and the art gallery right. as much. So,
gotcha.
So hopefully yeah, logistically yeah. that'll be a little better. And let's just be honest, the lines for our bartenders will still be shorter than the Hilton Bar.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah. But have you considered doing like a custom beer for the event, like the Brew Before the Storm? Or
well, that's what we did last year. So last year we teamed up, and then they let us basically rename the beers.
Oh yeah, there was like Light Force. Yeah.
Yeah, but this year they wouldn't let us do it, so we couldn't do it this year. And but yeah, so like the Hilton works with like only it was Bottle Logic. Bottle Logic is the brewery that we worked
right.
with, and they're the same ones who supplied the special like Warcraft and Diablo themed beers when
mm-hmm. oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, so we worked out a deal last year, but the Hilton wasn't on board with doing that again this year.
Okay.
I don't know why, but whatever. They just weren't on board. So we said, all right, well, that's fine. You guys supply your own beer and we won't worry about it.
Right. Gotcha.
So, so other than that, we got, like I said, we have World of Podcasts back again this year. We have our Fireside Gathering. Mm-hmm. We were actually afraid we were going to be able to do a Fireside Gathering because Root, who was running it last year, who was on the Hearth mm-hmm. cast, and he runs a ton of Fireside Gatherings in the Orlando area. He's not making it out to BlizzCon this year, but we got in touch with someone else, Byte, and he does a lot of Fireside Gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
So he will be doing it. So we got that going. It is an officially sanctioned Blizzard Fireside Gathering. So I know a lot of people were concerned because last year, Blizzard shut down like every Fireside Gathering around BlizzCon, except for ours. So you don't have to worry.
Yeah, I got that little Warlock hero last year. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah. Yep. I remember that now.
Yeah, so we're going to be the official one on that day again. Blizzard has sanctioned it, and I've heard that some of the Blizzard Hearthstone devs will be there playing along. And if you didn't get your Warlock, character last year, you could probably get it again this year.
Right. Yeah, because I think it's just a Fireside yeah. gathering reward, or yeah, I think that's
yeah.
What
so
it
you
is.
Should be able to get yeah. it again this year, is what I'm being told.
Awesome.
So.
Right on.
I know you have quite a. I feel like I'm cutting off Daryl here. Go ahead, man.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You have a pretty amazing roster or list of folks this year. Is there anybody in particular that's like a standout name that was kind of hard to nail down or anything like that that we should be looking forward to? Or?
You mean for the meet and greet? Christy Golden.
Oh man, yeah
that's okay. awesome.
That like so there's channels on the Conference Storm Discord. So by the way, anyone can join the Conference Storm Discord. It's discord.gg/conbeforestorm. We are, I should say this, we're an official Hype Squad event with Discord. They're one of our partners. And but no, like I tried several different avenues to get in touch with Christy Golden and mm-hmm. wasn't getting through. And so last year we got Taryn Gregory, and I was really psyched about getting him. And so he was apparently talking about it in the Blizzard offices. And Chris is like, what's this?
Oh,
and nice. So Taryn kind of was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing like this meet and greet, this like community fan event. And she's like, I want to do that. So Taryn sends me an email, says, hey, I was talking with Christy today. She wants in. Do you have a spot for her? And I'm like, yes, I tried. Like, I tried contacting you. So this works out great. And like,
that's
like,
awesome.
I'm telling you all right now, I'm going to fanboy over this for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And also when she sits down, I'm first in line. I don't want to hear it. Like,
that's fair. That's more than fair. Yeah,
that's awesome. Amazing. Yeah.
That's so no, if there's anyone who I am like super excited about is her. Yeah. And, but Celestalon is also going to be there from Blizzard. Mm-hmm. And so another person from Blizzard who we got is Robert Wing, who's moved into the esports realm.
He's
working a lot with Overwatch now. So the cool thing about Robert is, I don't know for those who remember, but he started off doing a Hearthstone podcast a long time ago.
Yeah.
And before he did that, the first podcast he was ever on was on mine on the Sundering. So we broke his sharing that. So like I messaged him, I was like, dude, what are you doing between the hours of like 6 and 10 on Thursday night? He's like, I don't have any plans. Wow. I'm like, you're going to be in the meet and greet. He's like, all right, sounds good. So
perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Then he moved. Yeah. He was a CM for Hearthstone for a while, and then moved into esports, and now he's moved over to Overwatch, huh?
Yeah, so that's just cool.
Good people, man. Yeah.
So I kind of like seeing like some of our own who like make it in the industry. And,
that's awesome.
Like, let's get them back there. And
yeah,
And I'm always super excited about what I call our affiliate streamer corner. So last year, I did this, and this kind of follows the same idea that I have with World of Podcast, and that's to give like up and coming content creators like a platform. So the idea behind World Podcast was put like some of the smaller podcasters with some of the bigger podcasters to help gain exposure.
Right.
Because I mean, let's just be honest. Some people everyone's going to come see Rob. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, Rob is amazing.
That's why Rob's out there and not me. That's totally why.
No.
But yeah. But then they're going to stay and they're going to be like, who is this Ben guy on Azeroth Roundtable? Who's this joker? Why are we even there? Jocelyn Moffat. Never heard of her. Why is she moderating this thing? But no, so like that's the whole idea. So we have affiliate streamers, and Twitch started this whole thing with affiliates, so it's like not quite partner, but a little bit more than just a casual streamer. And then so we have them apply, and last year I think two of them, soon after our event, became partners.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, like, I tell everyone, I'm like, I don't claim responsibility for it, but I just hope that we helped in some small way.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Totally.
Though, as I tell all the affiliate streamers, I was like, just don't forget us when you get big.
When you're making that ninja money.
Yeah, when you got, like, the 10,000 subs and you're pulling, like, $5,000 a month just sitting playing video games. Don't forget about the little guy who like puts you on behind a table.
That's awesome.
At an event. But no, so we have a really, really good showing for that again this year, and excited about that.
Right on.
Daryl, who are you hyped about?
I was kind of talking about this with you, Rob, before we got Dave on here, but Taliesin and Evitel. Like I just actually discovered their videos here in the last couple of weeks. Man, they're a hoot. I get a blast. Like I'm waiting for their next weekly reset. It's I really enjoy those videos, and I don't watch YouTube videos. Like I never do. But now it's like
I know I'm going back linking new stuff.
I know it's like lunch break. I'm going back and like, okay, where's one of theirs I haven't seen from BFA? So I'm like, before I go back into Legion, I don't think I'll bother with that. But I'm trying to get all through the Legion one. So actually, I wouldn't mind meeting them. What they do is a blast. I really enjoy it.
Last year was the first year we had them, and they are two of the absolute nicest people. And
yeah,
for those who don't know, they just got married recently.
I saw that. Yeah, that's awesome.
But to that other point, I'll just remember, like, so Hazel Nutty Games, she's going to be there. My guild uses a lot of her, like, little raid videos because they're short. And, like, the other people who used to do, like, the really quick, like, 1 minute like raid guides, like they stopped doing them.
2 minute tips, or
yeah, like those are good. I like those. But Hazel, she does a really good job. And the funny thing is, like, a long time ago, like, me and her, we were talking about a project for, like, D20 Crit, and it never really manifested.
Right.
But no, we were able to sync back up, and she's back. And actually, I did forget about this. This year, we get to bring back what I called, like, one of the originals from the original meet and greet, and that's Jinx. So everyone's like, oh, they're just going to sell something. No, they're not.
Dude,
They're not there to sell anything to you.
Yeah.
The first time we did a meet and greet, we had Jinx there, and they had, like, their lead designer. So, like, person who designs, like, all their clothing, like, nice. Their, like, co-founder and whatnot. So this year, we also have their co-founder. We have their head of design and their head of esports.
Oh, that's
cool. All will be there, too. So you
That's awesome. Yeah.
So you could ask them about, like, what they're making next. You could probably give them some ideas, like, hey, you know, I really like that hoodie, but maybe if you just change the color up a little bit, it would be
right.
And they'll be like, you know what? Maybe we could do that. So. Nice. But yeah, so they'll be there, and I'm always excited about that. And of course, for you guys and me, I mean, we got Bajira back. So I mean, for a gamer who's like into fitness,
man, that dude's a beast.
He is super nice, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is he's at 8, and you're at 8:45, so you gotta get there early. Meet him so you can get to your panel.
We'll be there, man. We'll be milling around for a while.
Oh yeah, we'll be all over the place.
Yeah.
Checking out those bartender lines.
So, I don't remember what year it was. This is a random story. Somebody who worked at Jinx, I was talking with him at, I think it was Calm Before the Storm, one of the events, and he gave me his business card and all that. And he was so drunk, he ended up spilling the beans on a couple of things that was going on, like who the new hero announcement was gonna be and stuff. And I was like, all right, man. He was like, and I'll tell you one other thing. It was great, man. He was lit.
That's awesome.
That's the best. You just get, see, you don't have to go to BlizzCon. So that's another thing. You can just go to Hilton Bar, find a couple of Blizzard developers, get them liquored up. They'll tell you whatever you want to know. Save yourself the $200, use that at the bar.
No, I'm gonna go to the event. But hey, so I have a question for I don't know if we talked about this before. So let's say that there's some folks that are unable to attend, right? They're doing the virtual ticket thing. They're gonna be watching BlizzCon from their living rooms with their feet up, drinking their beverages at home. So is there a way for those folks to be involved with the World of Podcasts and the Con Before the Storm events?
Come Before the Storm, no. World of Podcast, sort of. So,
okay.
So the World of Podcast, we're going to be recording all the panels, and my goal is to have all the panels up on by end of day on Friday. So, so obviously, people who are there live are going to get to hear it. But I think last year I was able to get it all up on Saturday, all those shows. So I was able to get it all up before the weekend was over. But
right.
My goal is to get it up like the next day.
So there won't be a live Twitch stream going on of the
No.
Okay.
And right. I'll be honest. The Hilton prices for internet, because like you can't use their Wi-Fi because everyone's using the Wi-Fi and
doesn't
give
you enough
bandwidth.
You need a hard line, yeah.
We've tried mobile hotspots, and mobile hotspots are junk because they also use cellular data, which everyone's using it. So that's
you're fighting with AT&T or whoever.
Yeah. So the Hilton does offer a hardline option, which sounds great if you want to pay $2,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's like rough. I don't know, man. You could consider that for a Patreon tier next year, maybe, right? Like people who want to actually watch the event. But
$2,000 is a tall order, and $2,000 goes a long way for other things.
For another bartender. Could have a 12th bartender. But
not far off
doing the math. Awesome. All right, so yeah, I want to say one year like maybe it was just Kevin or somebody just doing it from their phone or something, but yeah, I thought there was some sort of
we've tried to do it before. Like the problem is the internet is so jacked up that we've noticed that people like start off watching, and as the internet just gets worse, like you see the viewership just go down. So for the cost benefit of it, we're just like, we could just focus on getting the audio better. So that's what we really did, was we put more money into hiring an AV company, making sure that they bring in really good equipment, paying someone specifically to make sure that they're recording it properly. And then that way, so we can put out a good product after the event. So while it's not live, it's soon thereafter.
So where would one go to catch the audio versions afterwards?
The audio versions, you can find it on iTunes, and I believe it's also on Stitcher, and should be on Google as well. Should be. So you could just like search for World of Podcasts or Come for the Storm, and either one should yield the thing. Or you can go to d20crit.com, and you will find them there.
Okay. All right. You've already told us that Rob's at 8:45 for, I believe it's the Warcraft panel, right? What time are the other panels at? So that we don't miss anything else we'd like to see for the World of Podcasts.
All right. So there's two pod before the con. So that's happening actually this Sunday. So the first one's at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be the pod before the con Warcraft edition. And then there is a pod before the con Blizzard edition. So it's going to cover like the whole spectrum of games. And that'll be at 10 p.m. Eastern. That happens on this coming Sunday, October 28th. And then at 5 p.m., we do the kickoff show. So that'll be the BlizzCon kickoff and podcasting. At 6:15 will be the Heroes of the Storm panel. Then at 7:30 will be the Hearthstone panel. 8:45 is World of Warcraft. And then at, is that right? Really? 10 p.m.? Yeah, I guess so. 9:45. Yeah, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the Overwatch panel. And then the Storm is the Saturday edition. We're finalizing the location now. We've had some snafus with the location, but we're going to have that at location and time. I believe the time we've settled on is 2 o'clock to do that. We're just finalizing on a location to record that.
Okay. Right, that'll be like a post-mortem wrap-up kind of...
Yep.
Right on, man. Did you have any other like exclusives that you want to give us, or any other cool info that you think we might have missed?
Well, you know, I will throw this out for you guys right now, because I just got word on this, and I'm gonna open up my email to make sure I have it right before I say anything. But if you go out to jinx.com and you use the code D20Crit, all in caps, you get 10% off your order between now and end of November.
Oh, that's right. 10%. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. So Jinx gave us a special discount code for the event. And so you guys are the first ones hearing about it.
Nice.
Awesome, man.
Exclusive.
So basically, if you buy 10 shirts, you could probably get one free, the way that works out, huh?
Something like that.
Man, it's a steal.
But yeah, so like, so we have that going on. That, like I said, I haven't publicized that. There's also, for those people who are going to be out in Anaheim, we have Medieval Times offering a 20% discount code. That's available in our Discord channel as well.
Awesome, So those guys are sponsoring this year, huh?
So, this year our Kickstarter didn't make it quite enough to do World of Podcasts live, but Medieval Times came in, stepped in and said, hey, we'll get you up to what you need to have World of Podcasts live.
That's awesome.
So luckily, there's a lot of Blizzard fans over at Medieval Times. They're in California, and they like what we do. So they're like, we want to help you out. And
that's awesome, man. Yeah.
That was awesome. Because we were just going to do everything virtual for World of Podcasts this year. That was going to be our backup.
Great.
But yeah, I mean, if costs would just stop going up, we might be able to, like...
Yeah.
That's it's a lot, man.
You're taking on a lot to put on an event like this. It's no joke.
I mean, people, I kid you not, I get a lot of hate mail about the Kickstarter. I get tons of hate mail, like, why are you asking us for money? I'm like, like this is not cheap. But I've told this to many other people. Like, I hate the Kickstarter. Like, I wish I just had enough money to just do it and not ask. I don't like asking people for money. I hate it.
Right.
I try and make sure that the items that we give people who do back it, like, feel like they're getting something of value. But yeah, I hate fundraising. I hate that part of the thing, because you know, I just hate asking people for money, but I am appreciative of everyone who does support it. It's
we were super late adopters of the Patreon thing, and I think it kind of bit us a little bit, but it's hard. Like, it's really hard to turn around and say, like, hey, can we have your money? You know, like, we're doing this thing and it's fun. And, you know, a podcast is a little bit different. It's, you know, you're doing it out of your own home hobby style. But like an event like this, like, you can't just like decide you want to do it. And there it is. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. You guys have spent months of preparation and time and your own money and, you know, investing and all this stuff to get it up and running. So I definitely understand. You know, I that's kind of how it works. I don't like, I'm sorry to those who don't get it, but like, I'm sure if you show up and you see what's going on there, there's no way you could think that an event like this just happens just because some people had a good idea, you know?
I mean, it costs like a lot of money. We are always upfront about all of our costs. We keep track of all of our expenses. And honestly, we've had some people say, like, well, I want to see how you're spending the money. Are you actually using, and we show them all of our receipts. We said we don't have, because we literally do not have anything to hide. And someone's like, well, aren't you making any money off this? No, absolutely not. Because if we made money off this, the taxes change completely. Mm-hmm. Like right now, like the taxes still are terrible. But they'd be even worse if we were making a profit off of this. Like, it's like all of a sudden, then we are not a non-profit. We are then a for-profit, and the government wants their piece.
Yep,
and it's not pretty. So, no, we do not make money off this. We don't try and like if we like even right now we have some of our shirts still up for sale on the site. All that extra money is going into like our tax fund to pay for our taxes. And also anything over that, like we're getting some extra giveaways to give people. We're netting zero at the end of this event. So
I guess so. It's kind of a loss at the end of the day, really. All the time and energy that you have to put into it, like it's a labor of love, really.
It is a labor of love. I love doing it. It gets stressful at times, but yeah, I mean, like I said, we're trying to net zero. So I was looking at the money. I was like, Zia. We have enough to get a bartender. Can we go get a bartender? She's like, yeah, I think we can get a bartender. All right, let's get a bartender. I mean, we're going to use the money.
That's great. It's not sitting around. Daryl, do you have any other questions?
I don't think I do. Like, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be there. See Rob on stage at the panel. I can just sit back and watch, which would be nice. Heckle.
If you don't boo him, like, I'm going to be disappointed. Like, as soon as they announce on him, this is Rob from Trainer, boo! Boo!
I don't think I'll do that. But I'll make sure he's ready for it anyway. Make sure he's prepped.
Yeah. Boo.
Boo!
Thanks, Malcolm. Nice. Malcolm booed me. I appreciate it.
So when do you guys get out there? Are you guys getting out there on Thursday? Are you getting out there Wednesday?
Wednesday. Like earlier on Wednesday. So
yeah, right around 1 o'clock, I think I get there on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll get out there a little bit early, and then I always stay like a little bit. I've got a lot of family in the area. I was born and raised out there, so I usually try and stick around and go visit some folk.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm
getting that medieval times. Actually, I went there for it was like my junior year of high school. I think we went there for one of our some sort of junior senior night or something that we did. But
so fun story, in high school I was taking a European literature AP European literature or something in high school, and one day like in class I just go to my school, I'm like, why don't we go on field trips anymore? How come it's only for like elementary schools? Like we deserve field trips. And like the teacher was just like, well, it needs to be relevant to the material. And there's no place relevant to any of the material like about I'm teaching. I'm like, that's not true. You got a whole bunch of European history classes going on right now. You got your European lit. Like, you know what we could be doing? We could be going up to Orlando. We could be going to medieval times. And next thing I know, like, I'm talking with the teacher like after class, and they wound up working out in like my entire like high school class. In those classes, everyone who was in those classes was able to go to medieval times.
That's awesome.
And I was like, great. Welcome. All because I was being a jackass.
Man, you
that's great.
You've been pioneering this whole thing for years, man, and now here you are as an adult, still making it happen, dude.
Coming full circle. That's full great. Circle with medieval times.
I'm awesome. Oh,
that's good stuff.
All right. Well, before we wrap it up, Daryl and I have talked this a couple of times. What's your big, like, a couple of items that your big predictions for BlizzCon?
I think we're going to get a Diablo 3 expansion, not Diablo 4.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, my guess is possibly like a druid from like Diablo 2. Mm-hmm. I think we may also get a Diablo 2, remaster.
Yeah.
So I think we're probably going to see a Diablo 2 remaster.
God, because it makes sense. I used to love that game.
I mean, it makes sense. They did the StarCraft. It is StarCraft
yeah.
already.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Warcraft 3, they brought up to make sure it runs on modern PC. So the only thing that's really left is Diablo 2. So
mm-hmm. I feel yeah, like they did next. The Diablo one, right? Where it was like the limited, I don't know, you can only run in like certain directions and do all that stuff. Like the original Diablo. Was it like an in-game thing in Diablo 3? I can't remember now.
I think so. I remember what you're talking about. Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see an expansion there. Overwatch, we'll probably get like another map and maybe like another hero.
I said no new maps.
Yeah, no map.
Because they just did.
No new maps? No
yeah,
new
there was map. A developer video, like, what was it, last couple of days? But they said no new maps, but they've just done a couple. They did Blizzard World, I guess that was last year, and then Oasis. Or they've done some new maps, but.
It gets lost in the hype of everything else, he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they will also announce that they'll do some new PvE content.
I would That'd love cool. that, man. Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, they're probably...
Co-op stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure... I mean, they've already done some with some of the Overwatch...
The events and
yeah,
stuff.
The Overwatch event, yeah. But, I mean, obviously they're going to show off probably the LEGO sets.
Yeah.
But those have already been leaked, so that's not really all that big news. And then... For Warcraft, we're going to get 8.1. They're going to reveal what the next raid is. And maybe they'll give us a glimpse of what 8.2 is, and that's about it. Like, we're not going to get anything. And obviously, we're going to see WoW Classic for the first time, but it's not really the first time. It's the
No, it's
time.
Not.
Are you hyped for Classic?
So, here's here's the thing. Like,
no,
I started in Warcraft Vanilla, and it was great because of the people, right? But I also remember sitting in Ironforge trying to get like 15 people for an Outer Black Rock Spire run, only to find out that no one had a damn key. And then like it all falling apart keys. Like 3 hours later.
Oh, I remember that.
And so like while I have fond memories, I think that a lot of people are just like remembering the fond memories that they had with people.
Yeah,
and not necessarily all the quirks and issues that the game had. So I think that the nostalgia is going to bring people and have them play it.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to wear off very soon. And I think Blizzard's going to be kind of like, I told you also.
type deal. I could see that, man. Because, I don't know, like, I have zero hype for it, but I'm very hyped for the people that are looking forward to it. I'm not going to install the demo. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like I like right now, like the BFA as it is starting to like it needs a shot, you know. So I'm really hoping that some 8.2 news or some more, you know, something will go on to kind of pick it up. I've been digging way back into Heroes lately and
I mean the Azurai armor is a huge miss, I think.
Oh, totally. Like, yeah. I think they recognize that now.
I think it could be good, but the fact that you get a piece and you're sitting there staring at it and you can't upgrade it because it takes so freaking long to get Azurite power just to empower it. And then, like, as soon as you get that up to the next level, like, you kill boss and another piece drops. And then instead of having, like, two or three things unlocked, now you only have one. And it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel that like I understand it's supposed to be somewhat of a grind, but like it doesn't match like effort versus the effort to get the Azurai power versus the effort to get the actual pieces. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, maybe there's some perspective missing, like because like you're willing to put in the work to get a two-piece or a four-piece bonus when you're raiding, but that's tangible, and you know that you can have that. Like, it's not guaranteed, but you could, you know, you usually have that within a couple of weeks or a month or whatever, right? Like, this just feels like you just never know, and you may get traits that suck, and then oh no, the traits got changed and nerfed, and you don't. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's just
it's the same problem that they recognized a long time ago. Remember when they said like it's terrible when you get a piece of gear to drop and you can't do anything with it because you need to get it enchanted, you need to get a gem, you need to figure out if you need to like reforge it, and like all that. So you can't use it right away. And they said we want to get away from that, and here they are. They're back. Like now, you're like, well. This has a higher item level, but this one has like three Azurite things unlocked. Mm. So do I want to switch it out? Like, yeah, exactly. Is it worth it? Like,
yeah.
So like, you still don't even know. It's so they're back.
Yeah,
in the same
I have a piece that's, I believe it's 35 item levels lower that I'm wearing because it's just Sims better. Like, you're supposed to get a new piece and go, wow, this is 35 item levels higher. I should just be able to put this on and be good to go.
But, yes, you should.
But it's not. But all right, well, I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. Appreciate your predictions. I know that there's going to be a Hearthstone expansion. And, yeah, I think you nailed the rest of it, really. Overwatch, I mean, I hope for PvE content. That would be rad. You know, I'm hoping mainly 8.2 news because – of Ian's water cooler sit down he did with us the other day and kind of spilled everything about 8.1. So hopefully it's all going to be brand new, like, you know, BlizzCon level hype for some of this stuff. So,
oh, can I just ask one thing? And I've been doing this as I make the rounds on other podcasts too.
Yeah,
for people going to BlizzCon, if you're going to like a Warcraft panel and you get in line to ask a question, when you to ask your question, just say your name and get to your question. Don't what your gamer tag is, what guild you're on, what server you're on, how far you progressed, when your last bowel movement was.
Yeah, no one how long you've been playing. That. Yeah,
no one needs all that information.
Greatest achievement.
Move on.
How much you love Chris Metzen?
It drives me nuts. I just like lose it. Like, just get to your question.
Your favorite color? Yeah. How much you can bench press? All right.
That's good.
Solid advice. Solid advice.
In a minute, so. Solid advice.
Totally.
Do me. Yeah. So we'll do you a solid.
There you go. All
right. Well, I think that's sounds like good? A good place to wrap up.
Yeah, it probably is. All right. Well, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Trading Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It's the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests like Seraphis you've heard on the show today. That's discord.me/TTD. And since we are streaming shows live now, head on over to twitch.tv/thetradingdummies and follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you got this evening?
I swear they better play that song at, like, DitchCon or one of the... Like, if there I see Seraphis, I'm going to do the rope and then pull him over towards me. Seraphis, man, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. You and the crew put in a tremendous amount of work to make this event happen. It is like really one of the better things that goes on before the actual BlizzCon ceremony. So really appreciate it, Daryl.
We appreciate all you guys for helping support it and the community for actually showing up. So
actually showing up. Now it's, you know, you're doing something good when you got the caliber of names and folks that you have showing up there and supporting it. So you're on to something good for sure. Keep doing it and cram another bartender in there. Daryl, a huge shout out to you, man. Thank you again for making this. I guess it's going to be our last show before.
Wow.
And then we'll do our some sort of post wrap up deal. Let's see. No. Shadow of Daryl.
My internet just took a dump right there. Holy cow. Yeah, think I'm back. Well, wow, that was awful.
I mean, I wasn't sure if you ate like some bad shellfish or something and you like you just needed a moment or
yeah.
I don't know what happened there. Like it's been fine up until this point, and it just took a dump. Holy cow.
All right, what do you got, Daryl? I did all the regular stuff, so.
Well, I didn't hear it because
But you know what I said. I thank you and the raid team and the other stuff, so.
All right. Well, yeah, definitely. You know, big shout out to Dave and Heather and all the rest of the crew over at Con Before the Storm for putting this on year after year. Well, you know, just I can't even imagine how much work it is. And I know you guys start this, what is it, January, I think you had mentioned last year. Like, that's not even – that gives you 2 months off. That's it. So that's a, you know, a huge shout out to you guys for the amount of work that you guys put in for this. You know, what is it, 6 hours, 7 hours of one evening the day before BlizzCon? You know, it's an amazing event, and I really appreciate all the work that you guys do. And, you know, of course, a huge shout-out to Rob for, you know, stepping up and being on the World of Podcast panel this year. So it's going to be 8:45 at the World of Podcast. Make sure you go and check it out. And, of course, the raid team, always a blast raiding with everyone, and looking forward to it again this week, and we'll miss it next week, but we'll see a bunch of you guys in Anaheim next week, so it'll be worth it. Dave, do you have any shout-outs this evening?
Obviously, my guild for the hard work this past week to make progress in Heroic Old Deer. Huge shout-out to every single person who is working on Common Force Storm and World Podcast, because it's a lot of people behind the scenes making this happen, and I'm not going to list out all the names because I'm going to forget somebody and I'm going to feel bad, but it is a crap ton of people, and if I didn't have them, I probably would quit. I wouldn't do this anymore because they are such a huge help, and they make it happen. So, yeah.
All right, well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about Come for the Storm or anything else?
Well, Come for the Storm, all your questions could be answered by going to comeforestorm.com. Or technically, you can go to comeforethestorm.com because now I have that URL. Someone's not squatting on it.
Oh, so nice.
It takes you to the same place.
Upgrade.
Yeah. Either way, so you can go to either one. It'll take you to the same website, and that'll give you links to all of our social media, our Discord, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff, and it can dive into all the different features of the event. So if you have any questions, it should be answered right there. If not, there's a contact form, and which will most likely be me answering it. So if you don't want to fill out the contact form, you can hit me up on Twitter at Seraphis. You can hit me up in the Common Force Storm Discord. You can even hit me up on Twitch. I've had a lot of friends urge me to stream more lately, and you guys even dropped in tonight to watch us finish up our raid wiping on Mithrax. So you can follow me there at Seraphis as well.
Well, that wraps up episode 226 of the Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, we're on something else, Google Play, and trainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust. From people you shouldn't.
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Oh, well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support
at patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training,
dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?